Cindy Lynn is settled into one of the bucket seats with a seatbelt across her lap. She's wearing a pink jacket and wire-rimmed glasses, but she can't see. She's blind and spends most of her days inside of her darkened home. She has a caregiver twice a week, but doesn't get much other interaction.
Well, I'm basically a shut-in right now, except for possibly church and doctor appointments. Other than that, I'm stuck in a house. And it's so lonely. It's so lonely.
Lynn has lived alone for 15 years. When she was younger, before she became blind, she loved boating. A small boat is how she first came to Alaska 26 years ago. Now, she relies on others for transportation, including cabs, but that gets expensive.
I just simply can't afford it. To go to, like, the library. I cannot afford to go to the Colossal Museum or the rec center, maybe to go swimming or do that pool where you walk, you know, where it's warm for older people.
Cabs in small-town Petersburg cost around $10 to $15 round trip. This bus ride isn't costing Lynn a penny.
To me, this is going to make a major difference.
The minibus itself is easy to identify. On the outside, it's covered in bright artwork depicting a raven head on one side and an eagle head on the other. The design was created by a local artist. On the inside, the bus is roomy and smells new. The seats have adjustable armrests, and the vehicle is easy to operate, says the driver, Ron Ware.
It's really set up for the handicapped, with the low steps where the passengers get in. And then we got the wheelchair ramp on the back, which works great.
Another passenger, Susan Young, has been riding the bus almost every day since the service began in early December. She's been a commercial fisherman for 40 years and lives on her boat in the harbor. She also makes boat covers for a living. But to do that, she must travel 3 miles to where her shop and industrial sewing machine is located. In fair weather, Young walks or rides a bike. But in the winter, there are usually some icy spots.
Now, when I was younger, this weather didn't bother me at all. But at my age, you worry about maybe slipping and falling.
Young says when she first heard about the free bus rides, she knew it would save her money. But other benefits that she's noticed have been more unexpected.
Totally lowering stress levels because you don't have to worry about the weather. Ron just comes and gets you and drops you off and picks you up.
Like Lynn, Young can only afford to take cabs occasionally. Ware says many of his riders need to get to and from healthcare appointments. That's the case for our next passenger, Butch Williams.
I'll be right back. It's going to take a couple minutes.
Okay.
Ware returns with Williams on one arm, walking slowly. Williams looks thin and fragile. He's wearing a neck brace, his head hanging down to his chest. As the bus gets back on the road, Williams introduces himself.
Bush Williams.
He says he's heading to a doctor's appointment today.
To the hospital again, my second home.
It's impossible for Williams to get around alone. He says he just started riding the bus, and it's giving him hope.
I got 7 cracked vertebrae. 7 in my back. And I'm just waiting for a doctor. Might have to go to Anchorage here shortly. It's been like this for quite a few years.
He agrees with the other passengers that the local cabs are great, but too expensive to take every day on a fixed income. Lynn says the new bus is the best thing that's happened to her in years.
This is a huge thing for me. It's just going to make me feel like a normal person. I can even go to the post office.
Lynn asks the driver if she can stay on the bus for a while longer. She's enjoying the socializing as much as the transportation. And Ware says, of course. The new PIA bus runs every day of the week, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Funding for the program is coming from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highways Appropriations. The bus costs the tribe about $90,000 to buy, and it's estimated to be about $100,000 a year to operate. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.